Cue for a three.
Yeah! Shoots it at the horn. No good.
Grizzly Sports is brought to you by Don's Auto Service, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, Missouri State University West Plains Athletics Department, Bailey Chevrolet and GMC, and by Ozarks Healthcare. Now Grizzly Sports, a presentation of Ozark Radio Sports.
We're in Park Hills, Missouri for the third time in a row. And this will be the fourth meeting of the year between the Grizzlies and the Mineral Area Cardinals. This is the Region 16 semifinal round. The winner of this game plays the winner of Three Rivers and State Fair for the Region 16 Tournament Championship and a berth into the next round of postseason play, which is district competition, which will put one of the teams out of this region against a team from Region 4, and that will be a team around the Chicago area more than likely. But the Grizzlies have played so well the last couple of ball games. Mineral Area is 3-0 against the Grizzlies this year. They won by 20, then they won by 7, then they won by 17. Yeah. Now, that said, something has really changed with the Grizzly basketball team. That last second win over Three Rivers last Saturday, and a 22-point blowout ending a 9-year losing streak to Moberly on Tuesday. Something is definitely different. And one of the things is definitely the attitude, a tougher attitude, a more physical attitude on defense and competing for rebounds at both ends of the floor. And we're to the point in the year where the kids that you talk about being freshmen, they're not freshmen anymore. They are, in effect, sophomores. And you need those freshman kids to be playing like that. And that's one thing that we have really seen. And a great case in point is Kai Lindsey. He's emerged as the point guard and leader on this team offensively. And other roles for the Grizzly Nine have become much better defined and working well together. Now, Tuesday, I thought it was just a case of the Grizzlies wanting to win the game more than the Moberly Greyhounds. It was a fairly tight game up till halftime, and then the second half, Grizzlies just took off and left Moberly in the dust. And that was the second straight win over a region team for the Grizzlies. And now, here we are this time of the year. The record really doesn't matter. I mean, the Grizzlies are 11 and 19, but we're still playing. Moberly won 24 this year, and they're not. And right now, it's all about not what your record is, but how well you are playing. If you're playing well, your record does not matter. It's just a matter of how sharp you are at this time of the year. That's why you see so many teams that have had great seasons win 24, 25, 26 games, and then they go down in flames just like that, and it's all over with. Peak too soon. You don't want to do that. But the Grizzlies just need to get after it from the outset. The slow start bug, haven't even had to talk about that the last few games. But it would be much, much better to get off to a flying start. The Grizzlies were making the three in the second half of that game the other night against Moberly, and that really propelled things. In the second half against the Greyhounds, well, we only made actually five threes in the second half. And for the night, the Grizzlies made nine. But the scoring balance in that game was also a real key factor. The Grizzlies right down the line in that ball game had 18 from, well, we'll go back one game less. That was against Three Rivers. Against the Greyhounds, Grizzlies did have great balance going right down the line, 9, 8, 8, 16, 13, 7, 12, and 2. And that is fantastic balance. And in that game, Javon Barbie had 16. The freshman from Tacoma, Washington, really stepped up and just played great. And I thought Kai Lindsey had his best game as a Grizzly the other night. He did finish with 13 points, but much more important than that was his defense and his decision-making on the offensive end, running the offense. Grizzlies and the Cardinals, for the fourth time this year, and starting next season, we're going back to the old way. We'll only play each other twice, which will be better. Anyway, we've got a nice crowd gathered to watch this fourth meeting between these teams. The winner plays for a region championship on Saturday, either at, well, it depends who wins. If Mineral wins tonight, they'll play here. But if the Grizzlies win, the game would be either at State Fair or at Poplar Bluff. We're ready to play some basketball here. I've got my official fist bump from the official. We're ready to go. We'll take a 2-minute break and have the tip-off between the Grizzlies and the Cardinals from Park Hills, Missouri. And it's coming up in 3 minutes on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Friendly and familiar faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the doors at Don's Auto Service in West Plains. After 45 years of serving the Ozarks, Don's Auto Service ensures their expert staff provides you with the best, most qualified information for your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Hi, this is Curtis at Hirsch Feed in West Plains. We have a 3-pound bee package that includes bees and the mated queen for $155. Also, we offer a 5-frame nuke, includes the mated queen for $195. Both options are all Russian bees. Orders must be in by March 30th. Delivery pickup date is subject to change due to the weather. Come in today at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, West Plains, for your bee needs.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
March means mud, ruts, and long days. A Bailey Chevrolet GMC truck is built for real work. Power when you need it, and traction where you need it most. Where will your Bailey Chevy take you this spring? Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
I'm John Bailey. When the road gets rough, drive a Bailey.
Bailey Chevy GMC, home of the Bailey Factory.
My name is CJ Collins, and I'm with Always a Future for Kids. Our mission is to help kids that struggle in our community. We do so by hosting events like Ozarks Gaming Convention, an annual disc golf tournament, kids' craft days, and other events throughout the year. We also help assist other nonprofit organizations with their events and initiatives. If you would like to donate or volunteer in the community with our organization, reach out to me at info@afkfoundation.org or message us on Facebook.
I've always wanted to be a nurse, but life got in the way. Kids, work, bills, it felt impossible. Then I discovered Missouri State West Plains has flexible programs that fit my schedule. Now I'm training for a career that gives back, with job security for my family. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Helping others and building a future for my kids.
Missouri State West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
Dear employer,
my name is Phil Martin.
My name is Michael Roskovich.
Ronaldo Bird.
Zach Dizer.
I am writing to express my excitement at the opportunity to join your team.
As someone on the spectrum,
I may communicate in ways that are different from what you're used to.
I possess a unique set of skills
that sets me apart from other candidates.
Thank you for your consideration.
An autistic inclusive workplace is good for business. It's time to make a change. Learn more at autismspeaks.org/win.
I thought college was out of reach. Too expensive, too risky, too much debt. Then I found Missouri State University, West Plains. Lower tuition, real support, real chances. A real affordable possibility. Now I'm building a future without burying my family in bills. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Confident, moving forward, and without a mountain of debt.
Missouri State, West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
College sports action with the Grizzlies continues now.
Okay, we're at the Bob Seacrest Fieldhouse in Park Hills, Missouri. Mineral Area College, starting five for the Grizzlies, have been introduced. It's going to be the standard five here recently. Blaine Harris will be at one spot. And Blaine is from Cape Girardeau. He is a 6'5 sophomore. By the way, Cape, the Sykeston Bulldogs beat West Plains tonight in district. Final score is 67-40. Okay, for the Grizzlies, Ty Smith at a guard from Tampa, Florida, 6'3 redshirt sophomore transfer from Coffeyville. Sean Glass at the guard spot. Sean from West Monroe, Louisiana, 6'1 sophomore. Javon Barbie, who had maybe his best Grizzly game Tuesday night. Javon is a 6'5 freshman from Tacoma, Washington. And Kai Lindsey, the point guard, a 6'3 freshman from Endicott, New York. Grizzlies are coached by Jared Fay. Mineral Area Cardinals going with Teron Garrett, a 6'7 freshman from St. Louis. Edwin Tilly, a 6'1 sophomore from Chicago. Nasir Binion, 6'5 sophomore from St. Louis. Hyper-athletic kid. Nagunde Roy is a 6'10 sophomore, and Nazir Allen is a 6'9 sophomore from Memphis, Tennessee. So, and when they start, both those guys up front, Rue and Allen, that's a lot of size. Here's the tip won by the Mineral Area Cardinals. This game's underway. Cardinals are in the white with the red and black trim. The Grizzlies started out in a zone. Cardinals recognize that. Now they kick it to Allen on the left side. Lob over the top. There's Rui inside. Goes up and missed it. Back foot up. No good. Off the rim. Rebounded by Kai Lindsey. They have three cracks at it from 2 feet and couldn't score. Grizzlies come back with Kai on the right side. On the right wing, Blaine Harris to the right baseline. Hook pass across in the left corner. Sean, deep three ball. Good! That's a good start. Sean Glass drained it from the left corner, and that's the way the game began. Nasir Binion on the right side. Passes to Garrett. 12-foot shot, way short. Rebounded by Javon Barbie. We've got some Grizzly fans that made the trip up here tonight. 22, Blaine Harris! Athletic director Rachel Peterson is among them. On the right side, Kai Lindsey to the baseline. In the paint, pump fake. Goes up, lost the ball, and it's going to be taken away by the Cardinals. They'll take it left baseline with Binion. Left low block. Rue backs in against Barbie. Right hand baby hook, no good. Over the back, just out of bounds by Garrett. Or Binion, that is. And they'll go back to the Grizzlies. The over-the-back foul you see a lot, especially in high school games, you don't see very much these days in the college game. 3-0 Grizzlies with the ball. Out front, Sean Glass dribbles to the baseline. Baseline pulls up, kicks it outside. They're really overplaying now. Barbie puts it on the floor, spins to the basket. Seems in, pushes high off the board. No, knocked to the floor. Garrett has it. Long pass left quarter, low block. Here's Naz Allen. Double team kicks it out of bounds. Turnover on the Cardinals. The Grizzlies got back on defense very well that time. These region games, not just with the Grizzlies, but between everyone, have been generally low-scoring games in the 60s, low 70s lately. Smith drives the baseline. Trap kicks it far side, threw it out of bounds. Teams throw the ball away. In consecutive possession. Grizzlies are playing. Let's see if they're in the man-to-man right now. They are not. They're going to match up out of the zone. Over on the left side of the floor, here's Edwin Doolin, guard from Chicago. Looks to the right, now goes to the left point. Garrett has it, guarded by Tyrell Smith. He looks right, goes right, off a high screen, pick and roll. Garrett, 17-foot fall away, won't fall. Rebounded by the bigger guy, Rue, puts it up, no good. Come on, Barbie gets the rebound, Grizzlies control. Ty Lindsey drives in, stops inside, tries to get rid of it and throws them all away. 2-on-2 break, knocked away, picked up, laid up and in by Nasir Binion. They're letting Ty drive, and then he gets cut off, and he has no shot with Rue guarding him right now, 6'10". Now over on the right side, Sean Glass. We need to get that ball to the basket. If we can. Sean with it. Left point. Raises up. Shoots a three, and that's off the mark. Rebound pulled down by Gunde Rue. Now on the right side, Garrett leans in. Shoots high off the board. No good. Rebound. Javon Barbie has it. Slow this train down a little bit. And now Ty Lindsey will walk it up the left side. Cardinals are playing a straight man-to-man. The Grizzlies, they're really overplaying hard. Ty drives past his man all the way in. Left hand layup is good. Ty Lindsey turned on the Jets and blew by everybody and laid it off the glass with the left hand. He has two. That's a 5-2 game. Left point, Nasir Binion from St. Louis. Passes to the right point. High screen, step over, dueling with a three look. Backboard, no good. Rebound high in the air. Now a two-handed dunk by Ndong Roy. He was about a foot and a half higher than everybody on that rebound. 5-4 ball game. Ty Lindsey drives the lane all the way to the hole. Picks it up and no good, but he got fouled on the drive. He drew three defenders as he got the ball to the basket down the right side of the key. The foul's on Nasir Binion. His first. We get subs. We get a timeout. 15:23 to go. Good start for the Grizzlies. They lead it by 1-5-4 here at Park Hills. Back in 1 minute on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Winter weather is here, and at Don's Auto Service, warm, friendly faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the doors. Don's Auto Service ensures its expert staff provides you with the best, most qualified information for your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
March means mud, ruts, and long days. A Bailey Chevrolet GMC truck is built for real work. Power when you need it, and traction where you need it most. Where will your Bailey Chevy take you this spring? Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
I'm John Bailey. When the road gets rough, drive a Bailey.
Bailey Chevy and GMC, home of the Bailey Factory.
It's back to the court for more Grizzly sports action.
Grizzly is at the line with Ty Lindsey. First free throw is good. 6-4 ball game. Second attempt is good. Ty has four. Grizzlies lead 7-4. And Kai comes out of the lineup for Ace Evans out front. Now inside, they post up with Garrett. Turn, shoots, no good. Ball tipped over, picked up by Blaine Harris. I just saw something, and it made a lot of sense. Here's Javon Barbie, right point. Desai Green beats his man on the drive, goes up with the layup, no good. I mean, a ton of contact, but nothing. So we go back the other direction. On the right wing, Garrett, open three. It's an air ball, and Barbie has it. Javon on the dribble, lobs it across court. Dangerous pass. Ace Evans has it. Ace takes it to the hole, kicks it inside out. Barbie, three, straight on. Good.
Barbie.
10-4 ball game. Good start for the Grizzlies tonight. But we've got 35 minutes of basketball to go. So who knows? Now a bad pass stolen. Barbie's going to take it coast to coast all the way. Lays up. Oh, good. Got fouled on the play, and he'll shoot two. Teron Garrett will pick up number one. 14-18 to go in the first half. Mineral area looks kind of flat to me. They may take off and score 20 in the next 5 minutes then, but they don't look like they've got a lot of hops so far tonight. First free throw is no good by Javon Barbie. Blaine Harris comes out. Javon can make it a 7-point game, and he missed it. Rebound comes off long. Edwin dealing with it. At the left point, Naz Allen has barely touched the ball tonight. Josiah Green is guarding him inside. Out front, stolen. Ace takes it coast to coast, and he got fouled, and he'll shoot two. Nice job, nice anticipation by Ace Evans to pop his hand in there and slap that out. That reminds me, I've noticed on the Grizzly rebounding, we still get out-rebounded by all these bigger teams, but we've gotten much better at it and getting more rebounds at the defensive end. Free throw number one is no good by Ace Evans, and we got to make those. But what the Grizzlies are doing, they're not trying to get the rebound clean. They're trying to at least get a hand on the ball and slap it and keep it alive, giving them a better chance of getting the rebound. Oh, that's pretty smart. Next try, no good. So the Grizzlies have missed four in a row at the line. 10-4 ball game. Binion now on the low block. Allen back down, right hand baby hook, no good. And high in the air for the rebound, but Sean Glass took it off the rim. Sean on the right side of the floor will hand it off to Barbie. Barbie spins to the middle. Nice move. 13-footer straight on. Spins around and comes out again. Bad break, and the Cardinals will come back with Makai Joyner off the bench. Binion has it at the right point. Crossover dribble. Steps through. Drives in. Hangs. Shoots and scores. Binion does about anything. Plays really hard. Good athlete. 10-6. Sean Glass, right side, high screen, top of the circle. Keeps the dribble, hooks back. Clayton Robbins hands it off to Ace.
8, 9, 8.
Shot clock at 8.
7, 6,
Ace on the dribble. Beats his guy, leans in, right hand shot, blocked away by Naz Allen. Great hustle, backcourt by Clayton Robbins, and we get a backcourt violation, or shot clock violation. And that's just the fact that you have a 6'9 guy that can kind of roam the middle, and I don't know how you get that ball over him unless you put it about a foot above the square on the backboard. So Grizzlies turn the ball over for the fourth time, 10-6. Low block, Tyrell Smith is guarding Allen. Double team back outside, now to the point. Up fake, dribble in, the free throw line, step through, right hand runner off the backboard, no good. Allen rebounds, puts it up, no good. Tipped out, picked up by Jordan Richard. He puts it up, no good. Tipped high in the air, off the board, rebounded by Josiah Green. And that's competing right there. Up the right side, Tyrell Smith. Out to Josiah to the point. Get the ball to the rim if we can. Down the key, all the way. Left hand, left, good by 8-7. 12-6 ball game. Over on the right sideline, this is Romello Smith. reserve guard, left corner. Back out. Now to the high post. Naz Allen faces up, leans in, left hand off the board. Good. Going to his left. That was a really good shot by Naz Allen. Now ball nearly stolen in the backcourt. Grizzlies have 3 seconds to get it over. And now a whistle and we're getting maybe a timeout. Or did we get 10 seconds call? 10 seconds. So a turn. I believe it was a 10-second call. And so with that, we do have a timeout, though. 12-8 score, Grizzlies with the lead. We're back in 1 minute on KDY.
I've always wanted to be a nurse, but life got in the way. Kids, work, bills, it felt impossible. Then I discovered Missouri State West Plains has flexible programs that fit my schedule. Now I'm training for a career that gives back with job security for my family. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Helping others and building a future for my kids.
Missouri State West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
Hi, this is Steve at Broken Bow Archery. Stop in today for our 2025 Bow Blowout Specials. Top brands like Matthews, PSE, Compounder Crossbow Models. Just in time for target season and indoor paper season. We also have 3D targets, predator calls, and everything you need to upgrade your gear. Broken Bow Archery, inside Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Grizzly Sports continues now.
11 minutes, 23 seconds left in the first half from Park Hills, Missouri. It's the Mineral Area Cardinals and the Grizzlies. Region 16 semifinal. The Grizzlies lead this game 12-8. Mineral with the ball to the low block. Naz Allen, double team. Bounces, lost the basketball, and now a late call and a foul on the Grizzlies. Allen turned, was kind of facing where I'm sitting, and he just botched the ball as he put it on the floor. But a foul called on the Grizzlies, and that'll be the first foul on Tyrell Smith. Lob on the inbound. Allen catches, goes up, and no, whistle, offensive foul. Now, if they call that consistently tonight, that'll be really, really good for the Grizzlies because Allen just jumped over and cleared out everybody, which he did repeatedly in the last game here. Backcourt, Ty Lindsey has it. Everybody get out of the way and let him bring it up. 12-8 game, 11 minutes to go in the half. Grizzlies by 4. Tyrell Smith on the right sideline. Ace Evans pops out for the ball. Goes to the right, steps over, steps back. Wide open, got a 3 look, and it's no good. Rebound to the far side. If Ace could make one of those, I think he would just be fine. But that's kind of the issue. Naz Allen drives to the right side. Spins it off the board good with the right hand. That was a really hard shot. Naz Allen makes it 12-10. Grizzlies lead by 2. Both teams playing hard on defense. Ty Lindsey, left elbow. Backdoor bounce pass. Bad pass. Lost by Clayton Robinson. Back they come the other way. Left side, Garrett, bumped by Tyrell. He'll step out, kick it far side on the wing. Open shot for a 3 is no good. Rebound, Ty Lindsey for the Grizzlies. 1-and-done for the Cardinals. Get it to the basket. On the left side, here's Ace to the basket. Goes, that's no good, but he got fouled through some contact. And he'll shoot 2. Guy Joyner with a foul for Mineral Area. Cardinals have 5 team fouls now. The Grizzlies just have 1. But so far tonight, we've not been very good free throw line. 2 out of 6. First one here, good. Ace Evan had missed 2 in a row. Makes that one. Now has 3 points. Naz Allen out of the game and good riddance. Gundung Roy will come in the game for him. Free throw, next one, no good. 13-10. Mineral Area. On offense, in style, there he is, wide open, two-handed dunk. Yundung Roy has launched both of the dunk variety. It's 13-12. Javon Barbie setting the screen, top of the circle. Ty goes right, hook pass back to Barbie. Puts it on the floor, dribbles in, had it knocked away, picked back up. Left corner, Blaine is wide open. He had his shot blocked by Grant, or Garrett, that is. Out of bounds. Man, alive, these guys are long inside. You think you're wide open in the corner, and here comes Garrett, 6'7", with long arms, and swats it. You think you're open at the free throw line, here comes Rui at 6'11". And on the other side, you got Richard at 6'7". 6'7". Hesitates. Dribbles in, got it back, puts up a jumper, good, right at the shot clock. Ace Evans, that looked like the exact shot that he beat Three Rivers with, only the other side. Now at the point, three is up and good. Deron Garrett makes his first shot. And that, at the 8:45 mark, ties the game at 15-all. Tyrell Smith with a pointed shot from the point, no good, high in the air. Is rebounded by Roy up the right sideline. The Cardinals now try to get the lead. Garrett Lyle over the top, and there's a lay-in. Good, foul the play. Matthew Count. Kick and roll with the 6'10" kid. And not much you can do with that. Blaine Harris will pick up his first foul. And it's 17-15 Cardinals. Josiah Green in. Josiah a little stronger, a little thicker inside. He can body up against some of these bigger kids. Now the free throw is good. Hey, you actually pronounce his name Ray? Not spelled that way. 18-15, Cardinals by three. Ace Evans in the key, puts up a left-hand floater. No good, but he got fouled again. The foul is on Jordan Richard. First foul on Jordan Richard, another St. Louis player, but they've got a ton of course, their coach is Tony Irons. He is from St. Louis. First free throw here, good by ASAP. Five St. Louis kids on the page of their roster. Ace Evans makes one and makes two. 18-17. Garrett right side. Goes into the baseline. Turns, fades away on the jumper. No good. We're going to get a foul called. That'll be on Javon Barbie with a hold inside. Only the third team foul on the Grizzlies. The Grizzlies will shoot the 1-1 with each mineral foul now the last 8 minutes. Bounce to the low block. Here's Ray, backs in, turns right hand, baby hooks, too short. Guy's on rebound, goes up, scores. Gunding Ray now has 9. 20-17. Sean Glass dribbles hard, baseline, puts it high off the board, and good. Sean Glass with a sweet move has 5. Down the left side of the key, high off the board, and now the Cardinals back by 1. Alley-oop, lob inside, and there's Ray again with a two-handed dunk. It's just a pick and roll is all it is.
Yes,
going to have to step in and draw a charge on him when he turns and blindly goes 100 miles an hour to the basket. Ace Evans, right corner, to the baseline, beats the guy, goes up, missed it, tipped out, picked up, and here they come the other way with Makai Joyner. Kick it right wing. Garrett, bounce past baseline. Binion, pump fake, he walked all over the place, and they give it to him, and he lays it in. Binion took about 4 steps. 24-19, and now we're kind of in a delicate area. We really, really could use a bucket here. Ace Evans with 6:40 to go in the half. Desiah Green with it. Desiah steps back, leans in, shoots, and scores. Nice play. Good strong play by Desiah Green. He's bodied up against the defender and got it to go down. Down by three, 24-21. Garrett, Ray, and now a foul is going to be called on Desiah Green for pushing off on Ray. So Desiah with his first timeout on the floor with 6:18 to play in the first half. And Mineral Area, the regular season champions in Region 16, 24, the Grizzlies, 21. And we're back in a minute on KDY.
Now through February 28th, check out the Broken Bow Archery Blowout Specials. Hi, this is Lane. Top brands like Matthews, PSE, and Mission Compound or Crossbow models. Just in time for target season and indoor paper season. We also have 3D targets, predator calls, and everything you need to upgrade your gear. Broken Bow Archery inside Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Farms.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Hi, I'm your kid's old jeans. I've been in the drawer for a while and really missed the playground. You should swing by Goodwill and drop me off. Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. Plus, I can get back into the game. Donate today. Tag, you're it.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Grizzly Sports continues now.
We have 6 minutes and 18 seconds remaining in the first half here at Park Hills, Missouri. The Mineral Area Cardinals, 18-11 on the year. With a three-point lead, the Grizzlies led most of the half until about 3 minutes ago. And it'll be Mineral basketball under their own basket. Here's the inbound play in the left corner. Garrett gets it, takes it to the middle of the lane, and ball knocked is going to be kicked out to the right point. Left corner, three by Garrett, is good. Deron Garrett, both field goals behind the line. 27-21. Ty Lindsey dribbles in, lost the ball, got it to the point. Barbie, fake left corner. Tyrell has got a three, and it's in and out. Rebounded by Ray up the left side. Garrett with it. They're starting to get a little momentum. You can just kind of feel that. Ball lost out front. Garrett back to the point. They'll move it over with Edwin Dooling. Baseline drive. Richard puts it up and in. It's an eight-point game, 29-21. We need to respond here. We were down by two at the half at Moberly two nights ago. Ty Lindsey down the left side of the key. Steps through. Puts it up high off the board. No good. Rims off to Richard. And a cross-court pass is picked up by Binion. Double-teaming him on the sideline. Nearly lost it. Lost his glasses. Bounce pass outside. Ball stolen away. Tyrell Smith goes in, lays it up, and good. Tyrell off the turnover with the bucket. Well, we really needed that badly. That was a good play. 29-23. They get the ball down to Ray on the left baseline. He has Green on him and just runs flat over to Sia Green, and he's called for a charge. I won't deny there's a little flopping going on there, but not a lot. Just enough. And Ray picks up his first foul. Player control, so no free throws involved here with 4:38 to go in the half. Sean Glass, backcourt guarded by 6'7", Jordan Richard. Gets in, kicks it outside. Tyrell, three, it's good. Tyrell Smith. And it's suddenly a three-point game. Now Dooling stepped through at the other end, lost it, picked up by Richard, walked, laid it up, and good. And a lot. Ty Lindsey goes by his guy all the way in. Left hand layup, good. Game loosens up a little bit. Ty has six. It's back to a three-point game. Say, pass to the low block. All tipped away by Allen. He lost it. Stolen by the Grizzlies. Sean Glass snuck in behind and stole it away. And now a foul out on the wing on Naz Allen. And I believe we're getting ready for another timeout. And we get one with 3:41 to go in the half. The Grizzlies trailed by three here at Park Hills. Mineral Area 31, MSG West Plains 28. Back in 1 minute on KDY.
Hey, y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
March means mud, ruts, and long days. A Bailey Chevrolet GMC truck is built for real work, power when you need it, and traction where you need it most. Where will your Bailey Chevy take you this spring? Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
I'm John Bailey. When the road gets rough, drive a Bailey.
Bailey Chevy GMC, home of the Bailey Factor.
Back to the court for more Grizzly sports action.
Grizzlies at the line with Josiah Green, and his free throw attempt is good. It's a 2-point game now, 31-29. And one more try for the Parkview freshman, and it is good. 31-30. Grizzlies trail by 8. Down to 1 right now. On the right side, the Grizzlies shift in their zone. Pinion over at the elbow to the right side, Garrett. And we get a whistle and a foul call. I did not see. Oh, that's going to be on Josiah Green. That'll be his second. And Josiah's going to get more fouls called because he's going to be in there where all the contact is. That's kind of his role right now. On the right side, Teron Garrett. In the corner, Nazir Allen. Right point. Left wing, Garrett. Three is up and no good. Ball rebounded by Kylan. Now the Grizzlies can get the lead back right here. Sean Glass on the left. Pull up, 17-footer. Good! Sean Glass gives the Grizzlies at a one-point lead at 32-31. So a very nice run by the Grizzlies. 9 straight. Left corner, Garrett gets by his guy, goes to the hole, lays it up and good. Somebody lost their man there. Or no one helped on the weak side. 33-32, Cardinals. Ty Lindsey up front. Dribbles down, spins to the basket, lays it up with the, off the right hand, and good. Really good move, and he had the 6'7" Jordan Richard guarding him. And Kai took him to school right there. 34-33. Off the screen up high. Richard left side. Low block knocked away by Sean Glass from Allen out of bounds. Stays with the Cardinals, and they'll have 11 on the shot clock. Tony Irons shouts out the play from the Mineral sideline. His dad, Floyd Irons, coaching legend at Vashon High School in St. Louis. Inbound play. Richard down the key. Spins in. Pump fake. Lays it up right. Hand good. Richard has 6 points off the bench. The seesaw tilts the Cardinals' way. 35-34. Here's a screen. Ty goes in, laid it up, no good, but he drew contact from Naz Allen. Third foul on him. That's really good. What's bad is he goes out, then they put Ray in the ballgame for him, and he's been even a bigger problem. First free throw is good by Ty Lindsey. There came a point in the game against Moberly, and it's happened in several other games late in the year, but there came a point in the game where Johnny Lindsay just kind of took the game over. He was running things at the offensive end at Moberly the other night. Free throw number two is good. So Kai, 4 out of 4 from the line. 10 points on the night. Tie game at 35.
36, right? 36? Okay.
Over on the left side. And Joe is correct. It should be 36-35, and it is. Out front, Garrett guarded by Sean Glass, and Sean's making it tough on him. Pull up. Forced up a jump shot. No good, but he got fouled on the shot. I don't know if it was Sean or Ace. It was Ace that reached in. First foul on Ace. Teron Garrett has 8 points tonight, and he'll shoot a free throw for the first time. So the score is correct at 36-35. And this try to tie is good. All, 121 to go. And this try is good. A7's in the backcourt. 37-36, 118 to go. We need to finish this half well. We don't have to finish in front, but we just have to finish it well. We don't want to give up like a 6-point run right before the half. Sean Glass on the right side. Tyrell steps through, goes up, shoots. That's goaltending, my friend. As Ray came in, and he got that thing on the way down. Clayton Robbins checking back in for the Grizzlies. So Tyrell will get credit for the basket. And the Grizzlies go back on top with 101 to go in the half. 38-37. On the left side, Richard. On the right wing, Binion. Drives the lane, goes up, cuts through, no good. Rebound is caught for. Loose ball on the deck, picked up by Richard. He puts it up with the right hand, good. Foul on the play, and the basket count. Just one of those plays where the size really came into play. So Richard gets the bucket. The foul call is the first one on Sean Glass. 39-38 Cardinals. And the free throw try is no good, but the long rebound comes off to Dooley. He backs in. Shoots high off the board. No good. And that's got to be goaltending. As Ray went up to try and dunk the ball, he went up to try to rebound the ball, hung on the rim, and as the shot came off the rim, he tipped it after just letting go of it, and you can't do that. Basket interference, basically, is what it was. So the Grizzlies have the ball. They can take the last shot of the half. 2 seconds difference in the game clock, shot clock.
Outside.
Sean Glass on the right side. Dribbles over, popping out, it's A7. 15 seconds to go in the half. 39-38 Cardinals. A7 has it. Goes to the right, gets a good screen from Tyrell Smith. Ace to the hole. Lost the ball. Turned over. Up the floor, dueling. Over with three. Richard steps through. Right hand reverse. Good. Foul in the play, and the basket counts with 3 tenths of a second left in the half. And Jordan Richard off the bench now with 10 points. He'll get one. And it's good. Tyrell does not get a shot away in time. That's the end of the first half. The Cardinals go in at half with a lead of 4 over the Grizzlies, 42-38. And basically, we're just getting started here. Second half should be pretty good. Grizzly halftime brought to you by Missouri State University West Plains. New beginnings and endless possibilities. Halftime is coming up. 3 minutes on KDY.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
My name is CJ Collins, and I'm with Always a Future for Kids. Our mission is to help kids that struggle in our community. We do so by hosting events like Ozarks Gaming Convention, an annual disc golf tournament, kids' craft days, and other events throughout the year. We also help assist other nonprofit organizations with their events and initiatives. If you would like to donate or volunteer in the community with our organization, reach out to me at info@afkfoundation.org or message us on Facebook.
Hirsch Feed and Fox Supply, we have it all for you.
Looking for a compact tractor that's big on performance? Hi, this is Mark. Massey Ferguson subcompact tractors are now in stock. Built tough and easy to handle, these tractors are perfect for mowing, loader work, and everyday chores around your property. Plus, every Massey Ferguson subcompact comes backed by a 10-year drivetrain warranty for peace of mind you can count on. And right now, payments start as low as $228 per month with approved credit.
Hirsch Feed and Fox Supply, we have it all for you.
Hi, this is Mark. We've got
more than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Friendly and familiar faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the doors at Don's Auto Service in West Plains. After 45 years of serving the Ozarks, Don's Auto Service ensures their expert staff provides you with the best, most qualified information for your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire-related, they have you covered.
I thought college was out of reach. Too expensive, too risky, too much debt. Then I found Missouri State University, West Plains. Lower tuition, real support, real chances. A real affordable possibility. Now I'm building a future without burying my family in bills. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Confident, moving forward, and without a mountain of debt.
Missouri State West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
March means mud, ruts, and long days. A Bailey Chevrolet GMC truck is built for real work. Power when you need it, and traction where you need it most. Where will your Bailey Chevy take you this spring? Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
I'm John Bailey. When the road gets rough, drive a Bailey.
Bailey Chevy GMC.
Time for Grizzly Halftime. Brought to you by Missouri State University, West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
We are back at halftime, and the Cardinals lead the Grizzlies at the half in a really good game, 42-38. In the first half, scoring for the Grizzlies, lead score would appear to be Kai Lindsey with 10 points. Ty Smith has 7. Sean Glass with 5. 3 for Javon Barbie. 4 for Sia Green. And 7 for Ace Evans. Jordan Richard did not start, but he has had an impact on the game for Mineral Area, the 6'7 forward from St. Louis. Exactly, 6'4 forward in St. Louis, has 11 points off the bench. Gunde Ray, their 6'10 postman, has been dominant at times. He has 11. Teron Garrett, their 6'7 forward, has 9. And Naz Allen, their 6'9 kid from Memphis, has 4 points. We normally are a really good free throw shooting team. Not so much tonight. Out of 14 tries in the first half, Grizzlies made 9. 9 out of 14 from the line, which isn't horrid. But we started out 2 out of 6 from the line. The Cardinals Only shot 4 free throws in the first half. And they made 3. Turnovers are a wash. Pretty much 6 for the Grizzlies. 5 for Mineral Area. The Sykeston Bulldogs beat the West Plains Zizzers in Class 5 District 1 basketball at Cape Girardeau today. Game finished just before hours, 67-40. So where does that leave us? Well, it leaves for sure tomorrow night. We'll have the championship game from the Class 5 District 6 tournament at Springfield Hillcrest. And it'll be the third meeting this season between Marshfield and West Plains. And Marshfield's won the first two. The last one was at Marshfield in double overtime, 69-67. And we'll have the broadcast of that game tomorrow night. That should be pretty good. And West Plains is playing pretty well right now. Marshfield won fairly easily over Willard last night in the semifinal rounds. Probably tomorrow night. Now, will we have a game Saturday? Don't know yet. The Grizzlies will have to win tonight for our broadcast schedule to reach into a 6th straight day. So we'll see. But if the Grizzlies are fortunate enough to play on Saturday, they will. That game would start at 7 o'clock, wherever it would be. It would be, if the Grizzlies are playing Saturday, it'll be either at Poplar Bluff or at Sedalia. It is halftime with the score. The Grizzlies trailing Mineral Area at the break, 42-38. We're back in 3 minutes on KDY.
KDY 24/7.
Dan in the Weather Center with a weather update. Tonight's low 59. Tomorrow's high 77 with a low of 59. We are going to be going through another period of rain and possible thunderstorms throughout the Ozarks, so expect some level of severe weather tomorrow, although how much, I can't say just yet. Saturday looks like chances of rain in the early morning, 62 for a high and a low of 40. More at OzarkRadioNews.com.
News. I'm Carmen Roberts. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth says the U.S. can sustain the fight for as long as it takes. He and Admiral Brad Cooper spoke this afternoon at Central Command. Cooper said,
"We're not just hitting what they have, we're destroying their ability to rebuild. And so as we transition to the next phase of this operation, we will systemically dismantle Iran's missile production capability."
On Capitol Hill, House Republicans voted down a war powers resolution.
The yeas are 212. The nays are 219.
The Senate blocked that Democratic bill yesterday. And President Trump fires Kristi Noem from her position as DHS Secretary. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries reacting.
"A change in personnel is not sufficient. We need a change in policy."
President Trump nominating Senator Mark Wayne Mullen to replace Noem. America's listening to Fox News.
Whether it's day or night, hot flashes due to menopause can be unpredictable. That's why there's Veoza, a prescription treatment proven to reduce the number and severity of hot flashes day and night that can start working in as early as 1 week. Based on clinical studies measuring efficacy at 4 and 12 weeks, individual results may vary. Talk to your healthcare provider about what this may mean for you. For moderate to severe vasomotor symptoms or hot flashes and night sweats due to menopause, Veoza can cause serious side effects, including liver problems. Your doctor will do blood tests before and during treatment. Stop Veoza and call your doctor if you have symptoms of liver problems, such as feeling more tired than usual, decreased appetite, nausea, vomiting, itching, yellowing of the eyes or skin, pale stool, dark urine, or stomach pain. Don't use Veoza if you have cirrhosis, severe kidney problems, kidney failure, or take CYP1A2 inhibitors. Ask your doctor about Veoza. To learn more, call 1-866-239-1637 or go to Veoza.com. That's Veozah.com.
I've always wanted to be a nurse, but life got in the way. Kids, work, bills, it felt impossible. Then I discovered Missouri State West Plains has flexible programs that fit my schedule. Now I'm training for a career that gives back, with job security for my family. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Helping others and building a future for my kids.
Missouri State West Plains. New beginnings endless possibilities.
Dear employer,
my name is Phil Martin.
My name is Michael Ruskovich.
Ronaldo Bird.
Zach Dozer.
I am writing to express my excitement at the opportunity to join your team.
As someone on the spectrum,
I may communicate in ways that are different from what you're used to.
I possess a unique set of skills
that sets me apart from other candidates.
Thank you for your consideration.
An autistic, inclusive workplace is good for business. It's time to make a change. Learn more at autismspeaks.org/win.
Now, more Grizzly sports action.
At halftime, and we still have probably about 5 minutes before the second half gets started. Score at halftime is Mineral Area 42, MSU West Plains 38. Busy week of stuff going on at MSU West Plains. And that schedule includes what's going on the schedule for today. Softball team scheduled to play against Iowa Western. Tomorrow, the Grizzly baseball team will play at St. Charles Community College up in St. Louis. They'll play two games there tomorrow, two games there on Saturday. And if your schedule said you may have been confused, well, you should have been confused. That's what it said. It said that the Friday games would be in West Plains and the Saturday games in St. Louis. No, that is incorrect. All those games will be played at St. Charles tomorrow and Saturday. And the rodeo team is competing now through Saturday at Murray State University. So busy, busy, busy. As the weather warms up, schedule gets busier. We're able to get outside, enjoy the warm weather, which hopefully will stay warm. But here, we're trying to get to Saturday, and it would take a Grizzly win tonight over the regular season champions in the region, the Mineral Area Cardinals. 42-38 is the halftime score. We're back for the second half in 2 minutes on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Friendly and familiar faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the doors at Don's Auto Service in West Plains. After 45 years of serving the Ozarks, Don's Auto Service ensures their expert staff provides you with the best, most qualified information for your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm your kid's old Jean. I've been in the drawer for a while and really miss the playground. You should swing by Goodwill and drop me off. Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. Plus, I could get back into the game. Donate today. Tag, you're it.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Hi, this is Mark. We've got the largest selection of tractors and hay equipment in the Ozarks, now carrying 5 lines of top-name tractors to fit every operation and every budget. Plus, we proudly carry Kuhn, Krohn, and Massey Ferguson hay equipment, built for performance, durability, and getting the job done right the first time. Whether you're running cattle, cutting hay, or managing ground, Hirsch has the equipment you need. Stop in and see your Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply Tractor Team in West Plains.
College sports action with the Grizzlies continues now.
Well, evidently, what had happened was, as the teams warmed up for the second half, somebody had a boo-boo, which bled down here on the Grizzlies' end of the court near the free throw line. Well, we're coming out and getting ready to start the second half, and somebody, one of the officials, pointed to the floor, said, there's some more blood, so we have to stop. Put on the gloves. Spray the disinfectant. Rub it till it's completely dry. You'd think you were treating live radiation. Grizzlies in the blue will have the ball starting the second half. Blaine Harris with Javon Barbie, Kai Lindsey, Tyrell Smith, and Sean Glass. Here we go. Grizzlies in the blue right in front of me here at the Grizzly end of the court in front of the bench. And what will Mineral do? They'll go to a 1-3-1 trap, and they'll put Naz Allen at 6'9 on the front. Kai Lindsey, left corner. Here's Sean Green. It's good. That's a great start. Sean Glass drilled it from the left corner, and he has 10 points. 42-41. Grizzlies down by one. Left point, Garrett.
Don't die!
They're looking inside to get the ball to Ray. He posts up full team now. Hook pass over. Now Allen leans in and shoots. Then it rims around and no good. Got it back. Puts it up again. No good. Rebound tipped out of bounds by the Grizzlies. When the ball comes off the rim, and they've got three white shirts and we've got three blue shirts, there's just no way around it. Mineral Area is going to win that war. Inbound play. Out front, Garrett. Goes into the lane. Pulls up. Shoots from 10. Good. Get on. Teron Garrett. 44-41.
Hey, post it.
John Glass picks up the dribble. Over to Blaine Harris. They switch defenses. They go back to a straight man-to-man here. Kai Lindsey on the right sideline. Trapp now gets it out of there. Back to the middle of the court. Top of the circle. Kai drives the key all the way. Left hand layup. That foul. The play in the basket count. And again, Kai turned the corner and hit the Nas and blew right by him for the lay-in. Teron Garrett will get his second foul of the ball game.
Hey, Ralph. You got 11.
44-43. This could tie the game. Kai Lindsey shoots it. Missed it. Rebound to the far right corner. Dueling with a rebound. And the Cardinals back still with a one-point lead. Grizzlies back to their zone. On the left, it's Binion. Nasir Binion to the far side of the floor. Dueling. They're trying to get the ball inside. Can't find anything yet. Naz Allen with 12 on the shot clock. Gives it back to Garrett out front. 6'7 guard. Whistle away from the basketball. And that's going to be on Blaine Harris holding inside.
Bring the screen up.
44-43. Cardinals by one. Early. Second half. Inbound play. Dooley now on the left sideline to Garrett. He'll fake a pass inside, dribble over, now kick it to the right point, Binion. Ball fake right, goes left. Now crossover, gets in the lane, lost the ball, picks it up, turns, off the backboard, no good. Fight for the ball, and the ball gets out of bounds, and it's going to be Cardinals basketball. I mean, it is a free-for-all when that ball comes off the rim tonight. You got to gird your loins when you're going for a rebound up here. Edwin Dooley at the point, guarded by Javon Barbie. They're trying to get that ball into the big guy inside. Here's a shot in the wing. Garrett, three. It's no good. And the rebound taken down by Kai Lindsey, who made a great play. He caught the ball midair, passed it to Tyrell because he was falling out of bounds. And Tyrell took it, gave it right back to him, and here he comes. Kai Lindsey beats him on the drive. Layup left hand. Good. Kai Lindsey attacking the basket. And the Grizzlies take the lead, 45-44. Dueling out front. on the right, now to the point. Gray has it.
Stagger!
Now Binion can't find anywhere to go with the ball. Puts it on the floor. Gets a high screen. Keeps the dribble. Gets it right side. Doolin cut off. Right baseline. Binion all the way in. Blocked from behind. Great play defensively by Blaine Harris. And it'll stay with the Cardinals with three on the shot clock. This is where you would expect him just to lob the ball through the middle on the inbound from underneath. Backdoor pass caught by Binion. Blocked by Glass. Put up again and around and good right at the shot clock. Binion with a tip in of his own shot. 46-45. Left corner, Tyrell with a three. That's way short. Dueling with the ball. He comes back with it. Cardinals by one. Pass across to Garrett. Well blocked. Here's Allen posting up inside. Full team bounce outside to the point. Garrett three is straight on and no good. Rebound. And Sean Glass blocked off the 6'9" kid to get the rebound. Sean puts up the runner with the right hand. Good. An incredible shot floating to his left for about 12 feet. Sean Glass with the bucket has 12. 47-46. Ace Evans will check in for the Grizzlies. As well as Zaya Green. Down in the corner. Bounce pass low block. Gray turns inside. Puts it up from 1 foot away and lays it in. Timeout Cardinals with 16:03 to go in the ballgame with the score. Mineral Area 48, Grizzlies 47. And back in a minute on KDY.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Winter weather is here, and at Don's Auto Service, warm, friendly faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the doors. Don's Auto Service ensures its expert staff provides you with the best, most qualified information for your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
It's back to the court for more Grizzly sports action.
When the game ends, we have our Don's Auto Service player of the game. Ty Lindsey has kind of dominated that here lately, and he's doing nothing to hurt his stock tonight. Grizzlies have the ball down by one, full court pressure. And the Grizzlies break the count. Now Ace Evans has it out front. Ty Lindsey gets a break. The face comes in the game. High screen to the middle. Barbie. Back out to the point. Ace Evans. Free throw line. Back out on the wing. Tyrell. Steph Saru drives to the hole. Kicks it outside. Sean Glass. Three ball is no good. And the rebound, Naz Allen. And here come the Cardinals on the fly up the left sideline. On the right side. Underneath. Posted inside. There's the big guy. Missed it. Guys on rebound. Put it back up. Missed it again. Tipped over and picked up by Tyrell Smith. Wow. They missed some easy ones inside. Ace Evans has it on the right side to Sean to the left point. Now Tyrell high post, Barbie wide open, turns, faces, shoots, no good. Rebound pulled down by Dooley, long up the floor. Allen shoots from the baseline, up, no good, but a foul on the shot, and that'll be probably on Tyrell Smith. Same foul on Tyrell. And a timeout with 14:57 to go in the second half. With the score, the Grizzlies trailing the Cardinals 48-47. And we're back in 1 minute on KDY.
Hey, y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
March means mud, ruts, and long days. A Bailey Chevrolet GMC truck is built for real work. Power when you need it, and traction where you need it most. Where will your Bailey Chevy take you this spring? Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
I'm John Bailey. When the road gets rough, drive a Bailey.
Bailey Chevy and GMC, home of the Bailey Faction.
Grizzly Sports continues now.
Dylan Grove's engineers in the studio in West Plains. 3 hours away, we are inside the Seacrest Fieldhouse where the Cardinals lead by one with 14:57 to go in the second half in this region semifinal. First free throw, no good by Naz Allen. Another try for the 6'9 Memphis product. It's good. 2-point game, 49-47, full court pressure. Mineral with the basketball. Now bobbled out of bounds on the far side. Pass over to Messiah, deflected off his hands, out of bounds. First turnover of the second half on either ball team. 49-47.
Good to go, too.
Newling bounces to the left side to Garrett. Jordan Richard, he was really effective off the bench for them in the first half. Binion, down the left side, Garrett. Pass inside, knocked away. Great hustle by Ty Lindsey, stealing the ball on the deck, gets it over to Desiah, and the Grizzlies came away with it. One of the best hustle plays of the year right there, Ty Lindsey. Right corner, Desiah Green. Bounce pass in, and Barbie will be fouled as he cut to the basket. And a hold on Nasir Binion. That'll be his second. And coming in the game will be Makai Joyner for Binion. Binion is their energy guy. So with him out, here's the pass on the inbound. Stolen. Dooling. Lays it up and good. Tried to lob it to the point, and Dooling was just sitting there waiting for it. Baseline, Kai, pump fake inside, goes up, scores, foul on the play, basket counts, and he did that right around the 6'9", Naz Allen. And by the way, that is the fourth foul on Nasir Allen. So he could be getting a long rest. He comes out of the ballgame, and they'll substitute Lorenzo Shields in for him. And this Shields kid, first time he's been in the ballgame tonight, I think he is a terrific player. Really good player for them off the bench. Free throw by Kai is good. It's a three-point play. 51-50. About time Cardinals get a little momentum. The Grizzlies punch back. On the right sideline now. Shields in the left corner. Wide open, dueling for a three. No good. Rebound is bobbled. Take it inside. Lost. Picked up by Richard. He spins, kicks it out to the point, to the right wing now. In the corner, deep three ball is good. And there he is, Lorenzo Shields. He is a really good player. 53-50. Desiah Green on the side. Nearly lost it out of bounds, and now he traveled with it. So we went from no turnovers in the half quickly to three. 13-15 now to go in the game. One possession game still, 53-50.
Pistol, watch the player coming! Player coming!
Dueling, bounce pass, Richard drives in, lays it up, no good, but he got fouled by Ty Lindsey. And so that'll put him on the free throw line. Guy picks up his first foul. So that will put Jordan Richard on the line for the Cardinals, up by three. And this one rattles around and goes in. Okay. Josiah comes out of the ball game. Clayton Robbins comes in. Second attempt for Jordan Richard is up, and it's good. 55-50. Blaine Harris, backcourt. Gets it up to Ty Lindsey, who will dribble it over the timeline now and set the outfit. Ty on the dribble at the point. Gets by his guy, drives in, pump fake, goes up and scores. 7.5 for Ty, 17 for the game. Out front, Lorenzo Shields catches. Well, they fake the handoff to him, and Garrett keeps it. Now Shields in the corner, raises up, shoots another three, and it's good again. Well, 10 to go in the ball game, 6-point game now. Ace all the way to the hole, lays it up with the left hand, and good. Ace just swooped in from the right, cut across, and laid it in with the left hand off the glass. First basket of the half. Back to a 4-point game, 58-54. Newley in the right corner on the baseline. He'll be cut off. The hand check foul will be called, a forearm on Clayton Robbins for the Grizzlies. Timeout on the floor with 11:51 to go in the game. Mineral Area leads it by 4, 58-54, and we're back in a minute on KDY.
I thought college was out of reach. Too expensive, too risky, too much debt. Then I found Missouri State University, West Plains. Lower tuition, real support, real chances. A real affordable possibility. Now I'm building a future without burying my family in bills. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Confident, moving forward, and without a mountain of debt.
Missouri State, West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Friendly and familiar faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the doors at Don's Auto Service in West Plains. After 45 years of serving the Ozarks, Don's Auto Service ensures their expert staff provides you with the best, most qualified information for your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered.
Grizzly Sports continues now.
11:51 to go. Grizzlies trail by 4. Inbound play, and it's the Cardinals with the basketball out front. Lorenzo Shields puts it on the floor, goes by the defender, spins off the glass, no good. Rebound out of bounds off the Grizzlies. Newley will throw the ball inbounds right of their basket. In the corner, Garrett has it. Aaron Garrett backs in, lost the ball, got it back. He can't dribble it again. Lobs out front. Dueling to the right elbow. Garrett, pull up. 15-footer up, good. One of the better freshmen in Region 16 this year, Teron Garrett from St. Louis, makes it 60-54. And now we get, and you probably heard the noise right in front of me as players crash. A blocking foul on Makai Joyner for Mineral Area. Stopping the ball coming up the court in his second. Ace Evans plays it inbounds. Kyle Lindsey stands on the Cardinal beak at midcourt. Hands the ball off now to Blaine Harris. And a bad pass over the top, stolen. And Shields scores. Foul. That's the count. He has come in off the bench, and just like that, he's got 8 points. Now it's a 6-point game. Second foul of the ball game on Clayton. Josiah Green is in the ball game now for the Grizzlies. Juwan Barbie is back out there. Sean Glass, Ace Evans, and Tyrell Smith. The free throw for the 3-point play, no good. Rebound, Sean Glass. 62-54, eight matches, the biggest lead of the night for either team. Tyrell drives along the baseline, goes up with the shot, missed it. Rebound to Garrett. Shields. Edwin Doolin with it. Now at the point, Jordan Richard on the left side. Doolin, point. Right corner. Shot clock at 7. They'll pull it outside with Joyner. Joyner, pull up. 15-footer is off the side of the rim. No good, but rebound put back up by Doolin and a foul on the Grizzlies. Josiah Green just got his third foul. And another timeout. 10:21 to go in the ball game with the score. Mineral Area 62, MSU West Plains 54, and back in a minute on KDY.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Hi, this is Curtis at Hirsch Feed in West Plains. We have a 3-pound bee package that includes bees and the mated queen for $155. Also, we offer a 5-frame nuke, includes the mated queen for $195. Both options are all Russian bees. Orders must be in by March 30th. Delivery pickup date is subject to change due to the weather. Come in today at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, West Plains, for your bee needs.
Back to the court for more Grizzly sports action.
Edwin Doolin shoots 1, then 2, makes them both, and the Cardinals now have a 10-point lead. Josiah Green gets it over to Ace Evans. Free throw line, Javon Barbie on the floor, goes up with the driving layup, won't go, rebound spins off to Richard. Now at midcourt, Doolin has it. Still a ton of time to go, 10 minutes left in the game. 64-54. Garrett at the point to the left wing, pass over there to Shields to the low block, they post inside, pump fake Richard, left hand up and good. Now 12 point game. Ace Evans on the right wing, Sean Glass. Sean over to Ace Evans. Hey, steps into a 3 at the point. No good. Rebound comes off. Jordan Richard has it.
Good stop.
On the right side, Doolin. And the Cardinals with that 12-point lead. 9 minutes to go. They're taking their sweet time about it. On the left, it's Shields driving the baseline. Dishes off. Bad pass stolen. Ace Evans goes the other way. He's going to take it coast to coast. Lays it up. Good. Foul on the play. Basket counts. And Garrett, Teron Garrett, just picked up his third foul. So back to a 10-point game, 66-56. Josiah Green will check out. Blaine Harris comes back in. Ace Evans, free throw shooter for the Grizzlies. It is no good. Rebound tipped out and... oh, out of bounds. Good hustle by Blaine Harris. Kept that ball alive, but it's going to be off the Grizzlies. Ty Lindsey is back in. Tyrell Smith is back in. Tyrell Smith, Blaine Harris, Ty Lindsey, Javon Barbie, and Sean Glass. Say hi to Kai's mom listening to the ball game tonight. Bomb Glass down in Louisiana. I'm sure Jeannie Faye's listening. Over on the left side, it's Richard spinning to the baseline. Trap, kicks it cross. 3 ball, Doolin is way short. That ball will go out of bounds, and it will go to the Grizzlies. The baseball team down here Making all kinds of noise. They didn't like that call a bit. Here's the Grizzlies back on offense. Pass inside, deflected, and stolen. Binion back. On the right sideline, Dueling. Holes gets it over now to Shields, or make that joiner. Down the left side, Richard. There's Shields on the left wing. Bounce pass in. Good feet. Come fake. Lost ball. Stolen. Sean Glass has it knocked away from behind. And it's Grizzly basketball. Turnover number 8 on Mineral tonight. 8:01 to go. Ace Evans has it. On the right sideline, Kai Lindsey. Too soon to start firing threes up there just for threes. Here's a two. Good. Left elbow. Pay up, pull up by Sean Glass. Back to an 8-point game, 66-58. Now you got to get a stop. 7:35 to go. Binion hands. Now the point is Richard. Dribbles over and hands off to Shields. Lorenzo Shields dribbles over to the baseline. In, hangs, and shoots off the side iron, and good. Lorenzo Shields scores again. Harris, front court, open three in the left corner. Good. Big shot by Blaine Harris. His first basket of the game makes it a 7-point game, 68-61. The 6'1 point guard, Edwin Dueling, out front, guarded by Ace Evans.
They stole it.
Right side, Jordan Richards with 15 on the shot clock. At the left point, Joyner, guarded by Kai. Crossover spins to the middle, scoop shot, no good, and a late foul is going to be called, I think, on Kai. On the shot, we're going to get a media timeout. 6:42 to play. End the ball game with a score. Cardinals 68, Grizzlies 61. Back in 1 minute on KDY.
March means mud, ruts, and long days. A Bailey Chevrolet GMC truck is built for real work. Power when you need it, and traction where you need it most. Where will your Bailey Chevy take you this spring? Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
I'm John Bailey. When the road gets rough, drive a Bailey.
Bailey Chevy and GMC, home of the Bailey Faction.
My name is CJ Collins, and I'm with Always a Future for Kids. Our mission is to help kids that struggle in our community. We do so by hosting events like Ozarks Gaming Convention, an annual disc golf tournament, Kids Craft Days, and other events throughout the year. We also help assist other nonprofit organizations with their events and initiatives. If you would like to donate or volunteer in the community with our organization, reach out to me at info@afkfoundation.org or message us on Facebook.
Now more Grizzly sports action.
We're still in it, down by 7 with 6:42 to go in the ball game. We're kind of in that precarious position where we've got to get the defense to get some stops, get some buckets. But again, it's just a 7-point game right now. 6:42 to go, so there's time to utilize. Makai Joyner is the free throw shooter. First try is good. His first point of the ball game. And no good. Rebound is picked up by the Cardinals, and now they throw the ball away. Ball on the deck and picked up by Mineral Area. Gee whiz. How did they get that? On the right sideline. Shot clock at 5. Pull up. Wing. Good for 3. Who else? Lorenzo Shields. His name should be Smalls because he is killing us. 72-61. That's Kai. Kai has it. Curls over the top. In the lane. Left wing. John Glass. Pulls up. Three ball on the side. No good. Rebound tipped over. Picked up by Doolin. Down 5:49 and counting. 72-61. And the Cardinals are not going to be in a rush. The player of the game has been this guy, Lorenzo Shields, off the bench with 13 points, all in this half. Low block, Binion pushes off. How did he get away with that? No, they call it late, but they do call it. Now, there is an example of this delayed officiating thing where the call was correct, but they waited and called it late. So the home fans are like, hey, why are you doing bailing them out? Sorry, folks. That's just the way they call it anymore. 72-61. Front court, Blaine Harris. We've got to get some baskets and some stops. Left corner, Kai. Drives all the way in. Kicks it far corner. John Glass in the lane. Pulls up 13-footer. Good. John Glass with 9.5. 16 for the game. 72-63. 5 minutes to play. Got to get stops here. Lorenzo Shields.
Strike it, John! Strike it!
Off the screen, free throw line. Dueling cut off. Now Shields, he'll curl and be cut off on the baseline by Blaine Harris, and he'll be called for a blocking foul. Lorenzo Shields did not get into this basketball game at all until about 14 minutes left here in the second half. And since he's been out there, boy, has he ever left a big footprint. Lorenzo Shields, a 6'2 freshman guard from Chicago. Free throw is no good. Rebound to Sia Green. That was a 1-1. All right, let's see if we can answer here. A 3 would make it a 6-point game. There's a wide open 3. And it's no good. Ball comes off and rebounded by the Cardinals. They nearly throw it away in the backcourt. Shields has it. On the right side, lob over the top. Big guy Ray catches inside. Right hand baby hook around. No good. Off board, rebounded by the Grizzlies. 4:10 to go. We got to make something happen now. 72-63. Kai Lindsey dribbles in all the way, hangs and shoots off the glass, no good, rebound to Shield. .350 to play. 72-63. Shields moves back, steps back, three ball, it's good. Josiah Green on the left. Sean Glass. 75-63. Sean, 3, left wing is no good. Comes off to Richard, and they will walk it up with 3.5 to go. 75-63. Down the middle of the key, Doolin takes it all the way, lays it up, no good, but he got fouled on the shot by Josiah Green, and a technical foul will go along with this. All right, so Josiah Green got the personal and the technical, and that fouls him out of the ballgame. So with 3:15 to go, Josiah is done. And timeout. Something was said, and somebody heard it. 75-63, 3:15 to play, and we take timeout. Back in a minute on KDY.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Hi, this is Mark. We've got the largest selection of tractors and hay equipment in the Ozarks, now carrying 5 lines of top name tractors to fit every operation and every budget. Plus, we proudly carry Kuhn, Krohn, and Massey Ferguson hay equipment, built for performance, durability, and getting the job done right the first time. Whether you're running cattle, cutting hay, or managing ground, Hirsch has the equipment you need. Stop in and see your Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply tractor team in West Plains.
The Ozark Self-Care Team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
College sports action with the Grizzlies continues now.
Minutes, 15 seconds to go, possibly in season for the Grizzlies. They're down by 12, and the Cardinals are at the line. Shooting some free throws. Lorenzo Shields will shoot the first one, and no good. There was a foul on the shot. There was also a technical foul, and that led to Josiah Green fouling out of the ball game. So this will be the second free throw, and it's good. And now that will, it should be a technical foul now. Well, now they're going to shoot the two. And we've got evidently a little bit of moisture on the court down here to the far left.
Water.
Just a matter of figuring out where it is. Get it cleaned up. We can go ahead and play ball, though. Here's the free throw, and it's no good. Edwin Dooling will have one more try. So one out of three from the line for the Cardinals so far here in this trip. They lead it 76-63, and it's good. Evans up the right sideline, Grizzlies front court with the basketball. Sean Glass to Ace. Tyrell has it. He'll split the defense, kick it left corner. And Barbie with a three. It's no good. Rebound is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the Grizzlies. It'll be Cardinals ball with 2:53 to go.
Oh, God!
Now we'll get Nazir Allen back in the ball game. And now the Cardinals play it in the backcourt. Lorenzo Shields. On the left, opposite pass. Now cutting down the lane, Dooling goes in, puts it off the board. No good. Rebound pulled down by Sean Glass. Ace Evans with it. 2:33 to go. Ace with a three from out front. Good. There you go. That's the Ace Evans we're used to seeing. And that cuts it to an 11-point game. 30-second timeout. So we'll keep it here during the timeout. Don's Auto Service, player of the game for this game, is going to be Kai Lindsey again. 17 points tonight so far. The Grizzlies didn't shoot the ball great tonight. Decent, but not great. We made three threes in the second half. Only made three in the first half. Basketball is a weird game. It really, really is. One game to the next, you really just don't know. And we've played pretty well. I think you have to give Mineral Area some credit. They have been really hard to play against at the defensive end this half. Really tough. But Lorenzo Shields off the bench has been the difference in the game. And to say all of his points in the second half, and I think he's got 17 now. Caron Garrett over the right side. Over the top, wide open baseline, drive layup, good. And Lorenzo Shields scores again. 79-66. Left corner, Kai Joyner. Or Kai Lindsey, that is. At the left point, here's a long three. That's off the mark. That's going to be out of bounds. It'll go back over to the Cardinals with 2:01 to go. I really think Mineral Area's size has kind of wore us down. It wasn't like they dominated everything inside, but, I mean, for 40 minutes, that's tough when you're undersized. Daron Garrett with a minute 45 left. Grizzlies will finish at 11-20 on the year, and the Cardinals will go on with a mark of 19-11. On the left sideline, dueling to the corner, sweeps in, alley-oop. And nobody ooped. Shields cut in on the baseline, tossed it high in the air, and Nas Allen was supposed to go up and get it, but he didn't. So a foul is called on Kai, and that will be Kai Lindsey's third foul. Now, Nasir Allen, who the last game here was just terrific. He had 23 in that game. This game, that free throw is good. And in this ball game tonight, he has 6 points. Good again. Up the middle of the floor. Barbie back outside. And now a drive to reach in foul with 1:23 to go. I'll be on Edwin Dooley. Ace Evans to the free throw line for the Grizzlies, and he has been shaky there tonight. He is only 3 out of 7 from the free throw line, which I get it kind of probably is an extension of his shooting problems lately, but he makes that one. One more shot for Ace. 81-67. And good. 81-68. And we'll get another timeout. 1:23 left with the score. Mineral Area, 81. The Grizzlies, 68. Back in a minute on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Winter weather is here, and at Don's Auto Service, warm, friendly faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the doors. Don's Auto Service ensures its expert staff provides you with the best, most qualified information for your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto Service.
The Ozark Self-Care team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozark Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
It's back to the court for more Grizzly sports action.
We just come back to play. Jordan Richard is immediately fouled by Kai Lindsey. Picks up his fourth foul. So we'll shoot at the other end. The first try of two is good. Jordan Richard with one more try. Shouldn't overlook what he has done in this game off the bench tonight. And the next one is good. Off the bench, he had 11 in the first half, and now he's got 17 for the game. Ace Evans all the way in the hole. Puts it up, no good. Got fouled by Nas Allen, and he just fouled out of the ballgame. So Nasir Allen fouled out of the ballgame with 7 points. But he is a deterrent inside. He and their other big guy, Kunding Ray. They've got a presence. When you're front line, and that's how they started tonight, at 6'10", 6'9", and 6'7". Now, Sarah Binion checking back in the ball game, and he'll come in for Kai Lindsey with 1:13 to go. K- Mackay had a really good last month of the season. Here's the free throw. Good. Ace Evans with one there. .113 left. 83-69, 83-70. As he makes them both. Front court ball tipped on the inbound. Now it's the floor. Blaine nearly got a steal. 2-on-1 break. Shields passes over. Ball deflected by Tyrell Smith. Grizzlies come back. And now lost out of bounds. Last touch. Nope, there's going to be a foul call on the loose ball, and Sean Glass will be called for his second on the loose ball. 1:02 to go. Edwin Dooling at the free throw line for the Mineral Area Cardinals, who will play the winner of Three Rivers and State Fair here at 7 on Saturday night. Free throw number one, no good. .83-70. So the Cardinals are going to go 4-0 against the Grizzlies this year, and the next free throw is good. Front court, Ace Evans to the hole. Left-hand layup off the rim, no good. Spins off, lost, picked up by someone. Nope, picked up by two players. With opposing uniform colors, jump ball. 49 seconds left. It goes back to Mineral Area. Duvon Barbie back in the ball game for the Grizzlies. 49 seconds left. Oops. And now the shot clock is set properly. 30-second timeout called on the floor. So to sum this game up, really pretty even most of the way. And then the Cardinals were able to stretch the lead out to 10 points with about 10 minutes to go. And that's not a very deep hole, but that's all kind of relative. It really depends on who you're playing, the kind of team they are offensively. And a 10-point hole against some teams could be a lot more than, say, a 16-point hole against other teams. And the problem was when they got that 10-point lead, they were able to stretch it just a little bit more, and their bench has been the deciding factor. Jordan Richard and Lorenzo Shields have really done the job off the bench for Tony Irons tonight in Mineral Area. Inbound the backcourt, Teron Garrett waiting to get fouled. Kicks it over now to Binion. He gets it up the right side to Dooling and a foul away from the ball. Ace will pick up his third foul. 40 seconds to go. Edwin Dooling, all of his points in the second half tonight. He's got 7, and the first one is good. I was just looking at their bench scoring tonight. Wow. Shields came all 19 of Shields' points in the second half off the bench. Next free throw is good. Front court, Sean Glass. Fall away, 17-footer, good. With 28 seconds to play, Sean makes another jumper here before the end of his sophomore season. Here come the Cardinals breaking the press. Glass steals it, gets it back to Ace Evans. 18 seconds to go, down by 14. Ace on the deck all the way, lays it up and good. Ace now with 20. Up the left side, Garrett. And a foul with 3.7 to go. Tyrell Smith will be called for his third. 3.7 seconds to go. We'll talk to Jared Fay on our Grizzly postgame here in just a bit. Ty Lindsay is our Don's Auto Service player of the game tonight. And Teron Garrett is the free throw shooter, and it is good. Garrett's had a big game or two against us this year. Tonight, he has 14, and now he has 15. And that, my friends, is the end. As Ace shoots a three, no good at the horn. That is the end of the 25-26 basketball season for the Grizzlies. And we'll talk it over with Jared Bay here on our post game coming up. 88-74, final score. Back in a minute on KDY.
I've always wanted to be a nurse, but life got in the way. Kids, work, bills, it felt impossible. Then I discovered Missouri State West Plains has flexible programs that fit my schedule. Now I'm training for a career that gives back, with job security for my family. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Helping others and building a future for my kids.
Missouri State West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Winter weather is here, and at Don's Auto Service, warm, friendly faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the doors. Don's Auto Service ensures its expert staff provides you with the best, most qualified information for your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Grizzly Sports continues now.
88-74, final score here tonight. Mineral Area gets the win, and Jared Fay sits over here to my left. And I just said to Jared before we came on, the man, their bench killed us tonight. They had Shields off the bench. He didn't even play in the first half and had 19 points in the second half. And Jordan Richard, he kind of did it to us all game long. He had 36 points off the bench by then. Sometimes you just have to give the other team a little credit.
Yeah, they're really good. You know, the last time we played them here, we saw everybody that was healthy. They're everyone's clicking. Number 11 didn't play for them for a while. He was good tonight. Another big. But Jordan Richard, you know, was a big player for him last year. And at times this year, just kind of shows the depth and the new pieces. And like you said, number two, and he had some big shots in that stretch for them. And I think they're a team that if they get there, they can make a deep run at Hutch because they do have that depth and they got multiple different guys that can play well.
But they've got the length that can last when you get to Hutch.
Yeah, you know, for us, we're limited anyways and we got to shoot the ball well, but their length bothered us a little bit. Maybe we had a little bit of tired legs. We didn't shoot it quite as well when we had our opportunities. But again, like you said, a lot of credit to Mineral. They're a really good team.
You know, this game was not a 14-point game. I mean, this legitimately, we just had a brief stretch in the second half where we turned the ball over two or three times in a row, and they converted. Next thing you know, we're down by 10. 10 points against some teams is different against 10 points against other teams.
Yeah, especially, you know, this obviously it's postseason, but as many times we play each other, you get down 10 on a team. And you know, again, we're a little bit limited on what we can do defensively. But we also, in that stretch, we had, you know, some good looks that we just didn't hit. They hit some tough shots, and that was the difference in the game. But you're right, up until that point, it was a back-and-forth game, a lot of lead changes. I felt like it was a pretty well-played game, pretty high-level played game.
Well, it's just a shame we couldn't have hit this kind of a streak and played this kind of basketball a little bit earlier in the year. But ultimately, we found out that we were capable of it and won two out of three and took the regular season champ on their home court and gave them pretty much all they wanted here in the semifinal game.
Yeah, you know, I'm really proud of this group. You know, a lot of adversity, basically playing with no bigs for a while, and we were not very good in January, no doubt about that, but we got better and we got better. And, you know, in particular, some freshmen, Mekhi Lindsey and Javon Barbie and those guys just played really well and everybody got better. And as a coach, that's the most you can ask for is you want your team getting better, working and fighting, and this group sure did that.
This is another one of those little things, but, you know, sometimes when your team gets it late in the season and late in the year, postseason, or whatever it might happen to be, and you've had a season where you've only won 11 times and the teams you're playing have had pretty solid years, yet your basketball team answered, and they didn't quit. I mean, I've seen so many teams that have just folded up the tent and gone home by this time of the year if you're having a bad year. But this team didn't do that, and we saw how good they can be the last few games.
Yeah, you're right. You know, even when we were losing games, I felt like every mood in the locker room afterwards was that they were really mad that they lost that game. They never conceded that we weren't going to keep battling and keep getting better. And, you know, I'd come in the office the next morning, and, you know, I hear ball bounce down there, and it's Mekhi Lindsey all by himself for Jamon Barbie. Those guys are going to work, and I'm excited for how good they can be. We'll definitely miss Sean Glass and his toughness and Blaine Harris. But yeah, I'm proud of this group. You know, overall our record does show it, but this group really battled. And, you know, just give us one or two bigs. Just give us though, or give us Jaylon, give us somebody. And I think we have a different story.
All right. Fun way to wrap up the year though. Thank you very much, Coach.
Yes, thanks, Harlan.
Appreciate it. Jared Fay, head coach of the Grizzlies, and the final score again, 88-74. The final and the Gonzalo Service Grizzlies player of the game is Mekhi Lindsey with 17. 20 points tonight for Ace Evans. 16 points for Sean Glass, 7.9 for Ty Smith, 3, make that 4 points for Josiah Green, and 7 points, make that 3 points apiece for Blaine Harris and for Jamon Barbie. Alluding to these guys off the bench for Mineral Area tonight, they were something. Lorenzo Shields, I saw him early in the year, and I thought, man, that guy's one of the better guards that we have seen. And he did not play many minutes in the last couple of games against us, but he did tonight. He got in the game in the second half, and he just ruined us. 19 points. And they had Jordan Richard, who didn't start tonight, finished 17. So two of their guys off the bench combined for 36, and that was too much to overcome. Final again is 88-74. Mineral with the win. Season ends at 11-20 for the Grizzlies. Mineral goes on at 19-11. They'll play here against either Three Rivers or State Fair on Saturday night. That does it for our broadcast season for Grizzly basketball. We've got still baseball, softball, all kinds of stuff still going on, but this will bring a wrap to the basketball season. Appreciate so much each and every person that took the time to listen to any of our ball games on the radio this year. Really do appreciate it. Can't tell you how much we do, and look forward to being, Lord willing, back in the saddle again next season. Final here tonight, Mineral Area 88. And the Grizzlies, 74. Thanks to Dylan Groves, who does such a great job back in the studio, and all our board ops, Harlan Hutchinson, saying so long for now from Park Hills, Missouri.
Grizzly Sports has been brought to you by Don's Auto Service, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, Missouri State University West Plains Athletics Department, Bailey Chevrolet and GMC, and by Ozarks Healthcare. This transmission of Grizzly Sports is a production of Ozark Radio Sports, in a division of...